If you're a federal employee hurt by Sandy, there's help for you. The Federal Employee Education and Assistance Fund, FEA, is providing emergency loans and grants. But the organization says it needs help, too. Other natural disasters have nearly drained its coffers. Director Steve Bauer joins us now. Good morning, Mr. Bauer.
Good morning.
So you're offering grants and loans while at the same time asking for donations yourself. So how are you funding grants and loans that you hope to give to people that have been hurt by Sandy?
Well, a couple things. One, we've been digging into our reserves, which we've had to do the last couple of years because the need has been so great among federal employees. We've also been soliciting donations. People have been donating online, and some of our corporate sponsors have stepped forward. Blue Cross Blue Shield has just announced that they are going to give us $35,000 to help us get started on this project, and Long-Term Care Partners another $5,000.
All right. So what are your plans now for the post-Sandy people? Do you have any idea of the extent of the need at this point yet?
We can only estimate, but we've had experience with, of course, Hurricane Katrina, the largest disaster like this that we ever had. And we, at that time, we gave out $1.8 million helping 4,000 federal employees. But unfortunately, we only raised $1.2 million during that period of time. So we're going to have to do better. Starting with Katrina, most disasters, we have given out more than we've taken in, and you can't do that forever.
So how many grants or loans, you know, with your reserves, with the $40,000 that you've just gotten from Blue Cross Blue Shield and long-term care, how many grants or loans do you think that you can fund now?
Well, right now, probably only about 200 to 400, and I anticipate we'll have 1,000 people applying. So we're going to just have to keep raising money, asking for employees to give online, look at other corporate sponsors, and, of course, it is combined federal campaign time where employees all across the country can come to the aid of their fellow employees in the, on the East Coast.
And, of course, we even have some politicians who are losers in this particular event. In fact, Congressman Bob Turner of New York, his house was one of 80 in Breezy Point, the neighborhood of Queens, that burned down. So you might even have some of the people from the congressional side of things looking for help there, too. So on this particular storm, Sandy, what are you offering people that have a need?
Well, we'll be able to do grants of up to $500 as well as no-interest loans. Some of the same people will take both, so they could receive up to $1,000. And, of course, this doesn't price them out of other things that are out there. They may be able to get help from FEMA, Red Cross, other agencies. But, you know, it can pay 1 month's mortgage, 1 month's rent, all the utility bills for a month, enable them to replace the food that they lost, things like that. It's just a shot in the arm for people to help them get over this initial hump when they're looking for money. Some of them may end up on leave without pay, for example.
We're speaking with Steve Bauer, the director of FEA, the Federal Employee Education and Assistance Fund. Now, it might be a good time to remind people who is eligible for these grants and loans. Is it any federal employee that has been affected by Sandy in any way?
Yes, people that have had property damage, you know, people that were, for example, just evacuated, came back and found their homes intact without any problems, probably will not be applying. And if they do, they will may not be eligible. But folks that have had property damage not covered by insurance, unusual expenses, they may have lost their cars. Older cars may not be insured, and they may need that to get to work. There are people that will find their insurance policies don't cover floods, for example, because they did not have flood insurance and didn't ever expect a flood. So we have people that will have great out-of-pocket expenses. FEA covers all civilian federal employees with emergency assistance like this, as well as scholarship programs that we have.
It sounds like you could have a waiting list of hundreds of applicants just because of the funding. Are you going to prioritize it, or is it first come, first serve?
We will absolutely prioritize it. The folks that have the biggest damage and need have the most need will be folks that we will be helping first. Hopefully, we won't have too big of a backlog. We'll try to process the cases as we go along. We have volunteers that come in and help us out to process them. But obviously, the dollars are going to be a big thing. We're hoping that a lot of people will go to FIA.org and donate, that they will give in the CFC to pledge number 11185. And continue to help those federal employees that we've been helping for 26 years now as a charity just for them.
Now, FEMA is bringing in extra staff to help it verify claims to make sure there's no fraudulent ones. I guess they don't want 300 people going and pointing to the same wrecked house and getting compensation for it. How can you make sure that the people really do deserve it that apply for the FEA grants and loans?
We have an application that requires documentation where they will have to show us, for example, if they have had damage to their home, they would submit estimates of repairs, their insurance policy showing what the insurance will or will not pay. Some people will send us pictures of their homes, for example. We also have volunteers on the ground in a lot of areas around the country. So all those things combined, we ask for proof of federal employment, pay stubs. So it's not overly burdensome on the folks, but it's enough documentation so we are confident we are helping the right people at the right time.
And in terms of the donations you're seeking and the fundraising, do you have a target goal of how much money you think you're going to need to raise?
Yes. Right now, we're thinking we're going to have to raise somewhere between $150,000 and $200,000 to get us through this initial part. And if we have to dip into our reserves somewhat after that, we will go ahead and do so.
I know that you've been busy with giving grants and loans for other things like Hurricane Isaac, and you guys just announced about a month ago that you're going to help pay for college for the children who survived the diplomats that were killed in Benghazi. Are all of these things coming out of that same pot of money?
No, there's several different pots. The Benghazi is part of our diplomatic fund where we provide scholarships for children who lost a parent performing diplomatic missions overseas. And that's segregated funds that are kept separate. Adding five children, though, means we have to raise more money there since there were five minor children of the two former SEALs who were killed in Benghazi. So those children will be added, but we have some time to raise the money for that, and we've got that effort going on as well at the same time. Isaac, however, helped put us in a hole because we spent about $80,000 and raised only about $10,000. Isaac was in the news for one day because it was the anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, and then it disappeared off the front pages. But we had to help over 500 federal employees who were affected down there.
And once more, before we let you go, what is the charity number on the combined federal campaign if people want to direct their contributions there?
It's CFC 11185 anywhere in the country, and at FIA.org, people can both get the application right on the homepage, those that need help, and they can donate now right there.
All right. Steve Bauer is director of FIA. We thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
And that's the Federal Employee Education and Assistance Fund. And if you need help or you want to help FIA by donating, we've got links at our website, federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive.